All right, kind of, I'm honored to start this off because we have a staff meeting coming up. So, you know, it's with really mixed emotions that I stand here today to congratulate Rob on just a tremendous, tremendous football and personal career and his personal contributions to the Patriots. At the same time, there's certainly a degree of sadness and the way that, you know, we'll miss him, although he'll be around and he'll be part of the team. But, you know, just a special, really special guy. You know, my relationship with Rob goes all the way back to Purdue. We scouted him come out in the 06 draft, right? And, you know, he was a little bit of a – was he a linebacker? Was he a defensive end? Well, it turned out he was both. And we missed him the first time around, but we finally got it right. He's Croatian, so I knew he was tough. There was never any doubt about that. All Croatians are tough. But, you know, after New Orleans, Miami, back to New Orleans, we're sitting there in training camp in 2009, lacking a little bit of depth at the outside linebacker position. You know, Nick said, you know, there's a guy, you know, Rob should be, he should be on a roster, he should be in a camp, and he's available. We said, let's get him. And really, it's just history after that. Rob came in, did a great job for us in the kicking game, started playing on defense the following year in 2010. You know, was a regular player for us, had the big game Monday night against Miami, two interceptions, fumble, made a very athletic play, made a great interception, and we saw his coverage skill. And it kind of just went on from there. You know, just year after year of production, sacks, you know, forced fumbles, recovered fumbles, 24 forced and recovered fumbles in his career, five interceptions, two against Miami, two against the Jets, and, of course, the Denver play where he got Manning on a crossing pattern, the strip sack against Sanchez in overtime against the Jets. I mean, we just go on and on and on. I mean, there's so many big plays that he made through the course of his career. But Rob is one of the most unselfish players I've ever coached. Like a lot of guys, he came in here, you know, very unheralded, Brady, Malcolm Butler, you know, guys like that. And the guy he replaced, number 50, Mike Vrabel, didn't come in with a lot of fanfare, but just came in and worked hard and became a very, very versatile player for us. Played defensive end, inside linebacker, outside linebacker. All the kicking game, was our backup snapper. And you know, as a head coach or as a special teams coach, Scott, Joe, tell you that things like that, just knowing that you have a good backup long snapper really lets you sleep at night. Because those are the kind of things that if it comes up in a game, it's critical. It might never come up, but if it does, but those are the kind of, that's the kind of security that Rob gave us, you know, on everything at all the different positions defensively and in the kicking game. His versatility was really exceptional, which is a tribute to his intelligence, his preparation, and his overall skill set. Rob's got very, very good playing strength. Maybe he got some of that when he was tossing those steel beams around in Chicago with his dad. But worked very hard in the weight room, had very good playing strength, ran well, athletic, and, like I said, all day tough and versatile. And a team captain. One of the real leaders of the team. I mean, you can just see the testament of everybody here, what Rob means to all of us and what he's meant to all of us. And personally, just can't thank you enough for your contributions to the team, to the organization. I haven't had never coached a more unselfish player, and I've coached a lot of them, but, you know, you'd go right up in there in that top echelon group. It was always about the team. It was always how Rob could help somebody else. What do you need me to do, coach? You know, do you need me to play here, play there, do something else? I can do this. I'll snap. I'll cover kicks. I'll play linebacker. I'll rush. I'll cover. Whatever you need me to do. And that was really very important to us in the last 3 years, really starting with kind of that Denver game in 14 where we became much more of a we put a lot of flexibility into our defense with the linebackers brushing more and our defensive ends dropping more. And Rob was really a huge, huge part of that transition. So it's with a great deal of personal gratitude. I thank you, Paige, for your great support, performance, loyalty, dedication to this organization, our football team, had a tremendous career. You earned every single thing that you've gotten. Nobody gave you anything. Nobody's worked harder for it. As a coach, I'm extremely proud of what you've accomplished. And you earned every single thing. All those sacks, all those forced fumbles, all those tackles, all those big plays. You got there with hard work and perseverance, dedication, preparation, all the things that we preach for our program, Rob epitomizes. So congratulations on a tremendous career. It's been an honor to coach you. Thank you for your contributions to the Patriots and to me personally. Thank you.
Well, I think Coach did an admirable job speaking only as he can, but as a Patriot fan, it was pretty easy to like Rob Ninkovich. And New Englanders love rooting for the underdog, the blue-collar overachiever who hustles on every play and does the most to maximize their full potential. And Rob was truly that guy. He arrived in camp in 2009 as an unheralded veteran free agent. And as Bill mentioned, he had been released by two different teams four times. And he had appeared just in 8 games in 3 years. But he found the opportunity here in New England, and in his first season with us, he appeared in 15 games. And by 2010, he had earned a starting role as an outside linebacker. And over the next 7 seasons, he was our most dependable, versatile, and consistent defensive performer. He started in 94 consecutive games at linebacker and defensive end over that 6-year period. And he became the first Patriots player since Andre Tippett to record 8 sacks in 3 consecutive seasons. He was one of the most productive, albeit unassuming, players in the league. And that is truly unusual in today's marketplace, and we all recognize what a special quality that is in you. And it might surprise some to know, and I think even Rob, I asked him how many fumble recoveries he had, and he said 12, but it actually was 14 in the last 7 seasons, which is the most in the NFL. And his 8 seasons with the Patriots, he recorded 46 sacks, the 14 fumbles, and 5 interceptions. And I recently saw a note that said over the last 20 years, the only other NFL players to reach those exact same levels were Gerard Allen, Julius Peppers, and Jason Taylor. It's pretty good company, my friend. He's got a lot of great attributes, and one of the best, I think, is his first name. And secondly, as Coach and I have described, he was a great player for us for nearly a decade. But equally important to me, he was a great ambassador in the community and always represented us in a very classy way and always was available to do whatever our people asked him, interacting with fans of all ages. But one attribute stands out above all the others. I think he's probably had the greatest beard in franchise history. In a region that truly likes and respects playoff beards, he possessed one of the best, sorry to all the others here, but has ever seen. His beard put most of those hockey playoff beards to shame. He had a kind of Yukon Cornelius look going. Oh, it's on the TVs. So we're thankful for all of Rob's countless contributions over the past 8 seasons, which helped propel the Patriots to 6 consecutive AFC championship games and 2 Super Bowl victories.
Wow, I can just feel like take the weight vest off me, the weight jacket. I feel like I've, let me get this paperwork out of my pocket here. I gotta stick. Stay together here. Let's see here. So, after many months of just trying to get myself ready to go for another season, I know the the toll it takes on me and how hard I play. And, you know, that's the way I've been my whole life. I've just gone after it as hard as I possibly could. I don't know if you had saw my combine numbers or my picture with my shirt off, I don't know if I'd have made it 11 years. So running a 4.940 and, you know, just not looking that great. But everything that I've worked for, it's just through hard work, dedication, perseverance, overcoming adversity, going through injury, rehabbing injuries, not listening to anyone tell me what they thought about me as a player, just believing in myself. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy decision. But after 11 seasons, 19 years total playing football, it's time for me to walk away, and I look forward to the next phase of my life. I have a beautiful family. My little girl here, Via, is here, super cute. My son's at home. He'd be screaming and going crazy right now, so wasn't a great idea to bring him along. So when I was a kid, I had big dreams. My mom would yell at me all the time. She'd say, "Rob, you're writing your name all over your notebooks," and I'd practice my autograph, and I was 10 years old, and I told myself I was gonna make it to the NFL. Even though I was too chubby to play when I was 10, I'd have garbage bags on trying to make weight, and they said, "Rob, you're not gonna play this year, you're too heavy." So being 145 pounds in fifth grade doesn't help. So I tried in eighth grade, and I was 185 pounds. They said, "You're way too heavy, the weight limit's 135, so you can't play now either." So I had to wait till high school. In high school, they put me at O-line, and I hated every second of it. You know, I was like, I'm not an offensive lineman. But then I switched to defense, and that was my calling. The feeling of having a guy in front of me trying to stop me get to a quarterback or the running back or somebody they don't want you to go and beating them. That was my fix. I was like, this is what I love. And from that day forward, after my freshman year of high school, I just really worked as hard as I possibly could. It wasn't easy. I had obstacles, obviously, and through that hard work, dedication, I reached my goal. I got my foot in the door, and I was drafted. Even though I had to call Joe Tiller about 10 times to have him look at my tape to bring me into Purdue, he was a little annoyed, and he just finally said, "Rob, come on, we'll take a visit to Purdue," and they worked out. So my rookie season, coming in as a rookie, it ended in a bad knee injury, Monday Night Football opening up against the Falcons, and that was my first sense of, you know, this game doesn't last forever, and I need to cherish every moment I get and work as hard as I possibly can. And through that, when I look at myself in the mirror, I tell myself every day, when you look at yourself in the mirror, did you give everything you got? Did you do the most you could with your opportunity? And it took a while. It took, after that injury, it took 3 years to get another opportunity. In 2009, I was a long snapper with the Saints. Every day I was like, man, I could go play defense somewhere. I could be a defensive end, but I'm snapping a football. And God had a plan for me, and I was released. I was released. And that was a blessing. When I was coming out for the draft, I thought I was coming to the Patriots. That's what I thought. Pick 135, 136 was you guys, 135 was the Saints. I thought the phone ringing was New England, but it was New Orleans. And, you know, that was the path that I had to go to meet my beautiful wife. And now I have two beautiful children, and I'm grateful for that. That's a part of my life that really was a true blessing for me to learn those life lessons. So fast forward into 2009, when I got here, I was on a late flight. I got in super early, and I had to run the conditioning test. And let me tell you, I was all by myself. I was a week into camp, and I told myself, if I don't make this test, I'm gone. So I made the test, and the first practice, I had to turn some heads. I had to do my best to this is my only chance, to make the best of this chance. So I had to turn heads, and I was going against Matt Light. And I love Matt. We're great friends. But, Matt, I had to do it to you. So first rep I beat him, second rep I beat him, third rep I beat him. Scar was saying, this kid, he just got here and he's beating you. So it was – that was a great feeling. I think, Bill, you put me on a highlight for that day. Like, this kid just got here, and he knows how to rush. And by the time we're done with him, he won't know what he's doing. So I didn't know exactly what that meant. But it's a great memory. So that was the start. The start of just taking advantage of the opportunity, playoffs, two world championships, the best coach. I played for the best coach in the history of the game. The best team, my best team. Look at my teammates here supporting me. Jules, I love you. I love everybody in here, man. It's been such a blessing and a heck of a run, and I'm so grateful for the Patriots organization. Mr. Kraft, thank you so much. Jonathan, thank you so much. It's been so much fun. So I want to thank everyone who supported me along the way. I feel obligated to mention my mentors, who, if it wasn't for these people, I would not be here. There's no way I would be here. First, my friends and family, especially my mom and dad, great examples of working hard and going after your dreams, and they've been with me the whole time. My mom can relax now. She's every year she's like, I don't want you to get hurt. I'm like, Ma, it's okay. I'm durable. I'm good. I'm Croatian, you know. My wife Paige, she's been so supportive throughout my whole career. I was living in an extended stay in Miami. It was tough. You know, I lived out of my truck. I had a Rubbermaid bin where all my clothes were in. I was trying to make the best of those opportunities, and they didn't work out. And she was in nursing school. She traveled back and forth, and it all worked out. It all worked out, babe. So all my teammates, again, thanks so much. I've built so many great relationships. I'm going to miss sitting next to Dev and laughing back there when Bill's going over stuff and we're cracking jokes at each other secretly. You just got to be real quiet in that back corner. So I'm going to start out from the beginning. I don't want to forget where I came from, so I need to mention Rob Gleamy, who was my head coach in high school, Tony Katauskas, my D-line coach, Steve Provis, Dale Augustine, my high school coaches. They did a great job. Junior college, Bob McDougall, thanks for reaching out to me and bringing me there. It was a stepping stone. Tom Minnick, Joe Roman, Rudy Rudiger to help me train and get ready for Purdue. At Purdue, Joe Tiller, thanks for taking my phone call. I know I left you a bunch of voicemails. Mark Hagan, Brock Spack, Gary Emanuel, Tony Samuel. Thank you for my Purdue days. Those were amazing. And on to the NFL. Sean Payton, I want to thank you for getting my foot in the door and drafting me. That was really the start of my career. It brought me my wife. Unfortunately, I was injured and I couldn't play my rookie season, but everything happens for a reason. Rick and Randy Mueller. Bill Parcells, who when he was with Miami, the first thing he did, he walked up to me, put his hand on my shoulder, he said, you're an inside linebacker. And I looked at him like, I've never done that before in my life. So, he definitely helped me out. My agent, Craig, and Teddy Doman, the New England Patriots. Here we go. I'm going to start with New England or finish with New England because I love it. I love it here, and I'm going to miss it. The training staff, Jim Whalen, Joe Van Allen. Bill Parcells always said, if you're in the training room, you will not be on this football team. So I always stayed out of the training room. I did my best to never be in the training room. So those guys, I'd go in there, make a bag of ice, and walk out and do it myself just because I didn't want my name on a list. So thanks for dealing with me. I know I'm a little crazy with the way I do things. Brian McDonough, I want to thank you for training me for the last 8 years. B. Flo, I want to thank you for everything you've done for me. Pepper Johnson, Pat Graham, we've been through a lot. Scotty O'Brien, he was a special teams coordinator with B. Flo, Brian Flores, when I first got here. They helped me out tremendously. That was my the only way I was going to make this team is if I was a special teams player. And I knew that, and Scotty O helped me out as much as he could, and I did the best that I could with that opportunity. So thank you. Matty P, my guy. So me and Matty P have a great relationship. All my teammates in here know that he gets the best out of me. And that's from the first day we met. He knows what to say to piss me off, to get me angry, to play my best football. And thank you for that. I'm indebted to you for that, for always being there for me. You're not going to get rid of me. I really appreciate the time that you have given me away from your family. And I love you. Thank you. And, Coach, I gave you everything I had. And I hope it was enough. And I love this game. Thank you. And hopefully my playing career has taught me a lot. And playing for you, I've learned a tremendous amount. And I hope I can take that knowledge that you've given me over the years. And if I'm coaching or in football or doing something, that I could use all that knowledge you gave me and pass it on to the next group of guys. So thank you. Thank you. I got to stay strong. I had to get through it. My guy Slade over there, love you, brother. To the best owner in football, Mr. Kraft, thank you. It's been tremendous. The consistency of this team, the things that year in and year out we're able to do, it starts at the top. And you give us the best opportunity to win. We got the best coach, the best facilities, and we work hard. And that's why we're successful. We work tremendously hard. I know this team is a tremendous football team this year. They're going to be great. I'm going to be the biggest fan. I've never tailgated, so if you see me out there, I like ice water. Just kidding. I'm going to enjoy it. Thank you so much. There's something to be said about going out on top. In the Super Bowl, I talked to B. Flo about this. There's winning and losing performances. I try to give you the best performance I got every time I'm out there. And I hope that there was more wins than losses. And at the end of the day, I know that I won. And that was just doing it as hard as I possibly could my way. And I just want to thank everybody in here. Everyone, Tom, my guy. I love Tom so much. He's been the best teammate, quarterback. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but he's a better person. So thank you so much for the time. I've really enjoyed it. And, of course, all the Patriot fans, I know you love me. I hear Ninko all the time screaming, Ninko, Ninko Stinko with the sack. Like, I hear it. Like, thank you so much. Like, I love it. And in closing, everybody out there with a dream, if you have a dream, just give it your best effort. Give it everything you got. And if you do that, you'll get there. You'll get to your dreams. And I've lived them. So thank you so much. And that's it. Thank you.